Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, one of the encyclopedias of Nevada politics, Sean Whaley, political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. ProGroup prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, our guest is political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Sean Whaley. Pleasure to have you on the back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
And it's going to be a series of interviews with journalists from across the state that we want to talk to about what happened and where we go forward. Do you recall an election as crazy as this that you covered? Were you covering like 94, for example?
Yes, I was covering the election in 94. I've covered a number of elections really since probably the late 80s in Nevada, but this was definitely one for the books. It just wasn't the most maybe critical election in Nevada history, but the way it played out was quite surprising, and I think it just sort of took a lot of people by surprise how things turned out on Tuesday.
Do you think that Republicans are going to have to look at this election for what it is, which is the election that the Democrats didn't come out for, and not be too confident that they can just go ahead and push through whatever they want to push through, because 2 years down the road, the Democrats are going to come roaring back?
Right. Well, if I'm the Republicans and I'm coming into the first legislative session where all the two houses of the legislature and the governor are Republican, I'm going to go for everything I can get and hopefully continue that dominance in the next cycle. But that may not happen. So I think they're going to really try to take advantage, and they recognize that in 2016 things could be vastly different. So I see them going full broke for what they can get within reason.
Okay, so construction defects would be one?
I think construction defect reform, I think public pension changes, I think prevailing wage, all those bills that Republicans introduce every session, most of which never even get a hearing because Democrats were running the assembly, will get a full hearing, and a lot of them may see the light of day.
Do you think prevailing wage could be gotten rid of? Because that is such a burden on the state. But one of the problems is when you talk to construction folks about, you know, why are you not more involved in this? They say that the unions are the people that have people available to do all the paperwork, and that regular construction companies just don't have that kind of manpower and time to do it.
Right. The prevailing wage may be somewhat inflated because the people who report are the union shops where the union work is done. So you don't get the private contractors who aren't union workers who are contributing information to the prevailing wage report. But I don't see it going away. I just see a desire maybe for some reforms, maybe some exemptions to that law for economic development type purposes. So I'm not sure they're going to try to throw the whole concept out the window. But I do think that they will look at ways to reform it, at least in their view, reform it and make it maybe more competitive for like school projects to go forward where more money could be spent on school buildings as opposed to wages.
Did you ever think that you would live to see the day when you would hear the phrase Speaker Hansen?
No, I can't say that I ever did. The interesting thing there is, first of all, that the Republicans took the assembly. It's
stunning.
It is stunning. And kudos to them and more power to them in terms of them trying to get their agenda. The voters spoke. They're in control. It's up to them now to show that they can push through an agenda that they think the people in Nevada want. Clearly, turnout wasn't good. But Mr. Hansen himself, I like him. He's a smart man. He does his homework. He definitely
very knowledgeable, reads all the bills thoroughly.
He does. But he is very conservative, and it's a big change of pace from Marilyn Kirkpatrick. That's for darn sure.
And he's got a lot of strong conservative support, people like Michelle Fiore that will be there as a committee chairman. There is a long list of very conservative people who will be committee chairman.
There are. And really, for Republicans, it'll be interesting to see how that very conservative Republican Assembly Caucus works with the Senate Republicans, who may not be quite a little more mainstream maybe than their Assembly counterparts. And I think Governor Sandoval's proven himself to be somewhat of a mainstream sort of a governor and trying to work out solutions with everybody.
Do you anticipate the governor needing to use his veto pen a lot in this session?
I don't know. It'll be one of the more interesting sessions I've ever covered because a lot of times when you think one party takes control, like the Democrats did in 91 when they had Governor Bob Miller in control of both the Senate and the Assembly, they bickered like children for weeks on end. So you would think one party in control would mean smooth sailing, but that is not, at least historically, not the precedent I've seen.
Well, and we saw that with on the federal level with Obamacare, where Senator Reid had the 60 votes he needed, but the dealing that went on was unbelievable to get that thing through.
Yeah, the politics between those various individuals and a lot of folks, a lot of them are pretty smart folks, and they have their own agendas that they want to push through. So I don't see Ira Hansen as the kind of person who's going to want to back down or compromise. So it'll be a force of wills. We'll see who prevails.
Interesting days ahead. Mo Dennis did not run to be the minority leader. Aaron Ford took that position. I find him to be a very interesting man. I interviewed him first time last session, and he was, what was the committee? He was the
Natural Resources.
Natural Resources. And so he said to me, and I was very impressed by this, that he doesn't go in the outdoors. He doesn't hunt. He doesn't fish. He doesn't camp. And I said, you and I could be friends because I don't do any of those things either. But he said, what it does for me is it makes me listen to both sides because I don't understand the issues. I really have to listen to both sides and make an intelligent decision. That struck me as really interesting because how rarely do you hear somebody say, I don't know? And so I think he's going to be a very interesting minority leader in the sense that he's probably going to be willing, I would think, based on that, to look at both sides of issues.
I heard him made that same comment, and I laughed because lawmakers like Pete Gokachia then won't want to take him out and show him what a cattle ranching is all about. So I imagine he learned a lot as chairman of that committee, and I think he did a good job, and he was a freshman. So he took on a committee as someone brand new to the legislature and handled that. And there are a lot of very vocal people involved in that committee because of the animal rights issues. And so you've got a lot of strong feelings in that committee on those issues, and I thought he handled it well. I think he'll be a good minority leader. I'm sure he's going to try to work with the governor and his colleagues to get what the Democrats can get that they believe they need for education and all those other important issues.
All right, let's take a break. More with Sean Whaley when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day. to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sean Whaley. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So Ira Hansen and the Department of Wildlife, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it sure is. He's had his run-ins with that agency over the years. He's a trapper, and I'm assuming an outdoorsman hunter. I'm not sure all of what he does in his spare time, but he does trapping, and he's run into some conflicts with the State Wildlife Division.
Doesn't he have a trial coming up?
There is a trial coming up later this month in Fallon over some allegations, I guess, on whether or not he was maintaining his traps properly, and he's had back and forth with that agency for decades. So it is kind of odd to have our Speaker designee going to trial in Fallon later this month on that issue while he's trying to get ready for a legislative session.
Pat Hickey, were you surprised that not only was he removed as the leader, but not even given any committee chairmanships?
Well, I was surprised because he sort of was the engineer in a lot of ways in bringing the Republican candidates to victory on that Tuesday night. So you would think, as the minority leader in the assembly, that you would then be rewarded and you would become the speaker and you would be running the show because you have the track record of success with candidates. But he's more of a mainstream sort of candidate or a politician. He seeks out compromise where he needs to. And a lot of the new assembly Republican members, I think, are less interested in compromise and more interested in pushing their agenda, especially now that they finally have, for the first time in 20 years, the chance, or 30 years, to do so. So I think the more conservative elements within the Assembly Republican caucus just decided they wanted a new approach, and Ira Hansen is definitely a new approach. As far as the committee assignments, I do believe that Mr. Hickey indicated he wasn't really interested in having a committee assignment once the decision about leaderships were made. So I think that was more of a choice of his. I think he could have probably had a chairmanship if he wanted one.
Do you think he's going to step down?
I don't think he'll step down, but he may have to sort of evaluate his career in the assembly. If he wants to stay there, if he wants to be a part of that caucus, because, again, he's somewhat on the outside looking in as far as this new sort of very conservative approach that the caucus is going to take. I'm not sure what he's going to do, but I don't think he'll resign.
Okay, so let's talk parliamentary procedures and an incident that happened a few years ago when the vote came up for speaker, which everybody votes on in the assembly,
right?
And Ty Cobb did not vote for Barbara Buckley.
Right.
And there was a big brouhaha because of this, the sign of disrespect, et cetera, that went along. Do you think there's any circumstance where the Democrats might get together with some of the Republicans and not vote for the speaker designate?
I don't see that happening. It would seem unlikely to me that now that the Republicans finally have control of the assembly, that they would want to, any of them, no matter their views on how conservative they are, whether they're totally in line with Mr. Hansen or not, would want to weaken their own position by aligning themselves with Democrats. But it's always fun to speculate about those things. I'm sure there are minds wondering about all those types of things. I suppose it could happen, but my money would be on probably unanimous vote for Mr. Hansen because, again, the Democrats now in the minority want to work cooperatively and get what they can for what they view as important for their constituents.
Yeah, my understanding of the vote, initial vote, was 15 to 10. And so then it became unanimous once they were outvoted. But there's always room for maneuvering. It's
there
Nevada
is.
Politics, after all.
Very much so.
All right. Let's talk about Governor Sandoval. Governor Sandoval seems to me that he is set, that he said he's going to serve this term, and I see no reason why he wouldn't serve this term. He seems to thrive on being governor, and why go from being one who's in charge to one of 100 if he were to be elected? But that leaves us open to question. And do you agree with that?
I do. I agree with it for a number of reasons. He is a governor for a second term. He wants to follow through with his agenda, and he has a Republican majority in the Senate and the Assembly, so he has a real opportunity to make some real policy decisions that he has had trouble getting through in his first term because Democrats were controlling the Assembly and the Senate. So he's got a great opportunity to make a difference in Nevada, first of all. Second of all, I think his family plays into it to some extent, that being in Nevada and having his family attending school and in Reno and just being part of the community here is probably important to him as well. And taking on another race and living in Washington, I'm just not sure that's something he really wants to pursue.
And I don't see the First Lady giving up the children's cabinet. This is such a passion for her.
Yeah, exactly. I think that probably factors into it as well. So he's got a great opportunity as governor to really make some history in his policies here. And I think he's going to go full tilt. Yesterday I asked him about that, and he said he's not thinking about anything like that, and it's not on his radar right now.
All right, more with Sean Whaley when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Do you have unexpected bills? Need cash now? Let Title Max turn your car title into cash. With Title Max, gets $1,000, $3,000, $6,000, even $10,000. Title Max gets you the most cash, the lowest rates, with instant approval. Your car title is your credit. And Title Max gets you the cash you need in 30 minutes or less. So if you need help paying your bills, bring your car title to Title Max. And you too will say, I got my title back with Title Max.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry, most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. Whether you're switching or signing up for the first time, you are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep, most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-866-768-9306 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9306.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we got Sean Whaley for the whole show. Here is the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You know, it's interesting, even though we saw this, as they call it, the Republican wave coming across Nevada from the early voting, the ones that really picked up on this to great effectiveness was American Crossroads, Karl Rove's organization, that dumped over $800 million into Crescent Hardy's race against Stephen Horsfood. Did you see that one coming?
No, I sure did not. I'm not sure what shocked me more on election night. All the constitutional officers going Republican, the assembly changing hands, or Representative Horsfood actually losing that race to Crescent Hardy. Clearly, the Republicans were pretty organized this time around, and they were looking at the numbers, and they have clearly done their analysis and could see that there was a potential there. So when they dumped that money in there and Mr. Hardy put some of his own money in there, I was still skeptical. And the turnouts was what it was. And we now know that whatever they were doing, crunching numbers, they knew something that I don't think a lot of folks were aware of.
Well, it was interesting because I spoke to the DCCC early in the cycle in terms of political advertising in Nevada. And they weren't playing in Nevada or planning to play in Nevada at all. And they were forced to come in as heavy as they could in the last couple of weeks of the cycle, just because that, but not only that money, but also that radio commercial that Congressman Horsfood did not serve him well in the end, because Crescent Hardy turned it around and used it against him.
Yeah, and Horsfood, I thought, did a great job as a member of Congress, and he really worked with his constituents. But it wasn't a question on Tuesday night, I think, of who was the best candidate or whether an incumbent had done a good job. It was just that the turnout was low and the Republicans decided to vote in greater numbers and more conservative Republican voters, I believe. So that told the tale, and obviously independent voters sided more with Republicans than Democrats. So that it fell where it fell.
And interesting, I don't think anybody's more surprised at this point than Crescent Hardy. And good luck to him, you know, in his career.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the race against Senator Reid. So in our conversation here, we've eliminated Governor Sandoval, but Pete Ernotte was on the program, and he was talking about potentially Joe Heck, Mark Amadei. Now, it seems that Joe Heck has won that seat enough times that he's starting to own that seat. Do you see him giving up that to go and run against Senator Reid? Do you see Mark Amadei, who has a totally comfortable seat, seems to be getting a lot of things done in D.C., wanting to give up that comfort level to go in this race? Where do you see this?
Well, one thing's for sure, and that is that the Republicans in the Senate want to take out Harry Reid in the worst way possible. So they want to find the best candidate they can find to present to the voters to do that in 2016. So there's no question.
Oh, by the way, I should have thrown in Mark Hutchison, you know, our new lieutenant governor, as one of those potential candidates as well.
Right, and I was just going to just mention him as well, because we've heard his name as well as being someone talked about as a potential challenger to Reid. I'm not sure whether or not Joe Heck wants to take on the challenge of a Senate race, although I think he might be more likely than Mark Amadei, because I think Mark is happy being the representative of that district and working for his constituents in that district. And so I'm not sure he's really interested in taking on a Senate race like that. I did ask Mark Hutchison what his interests are in that just yesterday. I haven't heard back yet. So, Mark, if you're listening, I'm still waiting for that email so we can find out. And but I think Joe Heck would be a formidable opponent. And in 2016, it's just going to be a question again of who turns out the vote. Will the voters be energized? Will the turnout increase and be more typical of a Nevada election than this dismal turnout we had just this past week?
Well, I think the whole country is going to be energized because, you know, what we're going to see over the next 2 years is, are the Republicans now in power able to govern, able to find middle ground where they need to work with the Democrats to get things done? Or are we going to just see a complete turnaround in the next cycle where it's just another throw the bums out kind of situation?
And if you're a Democrat, there are worse things that could happen if you're in office, because you can now sit back and sort of pick on the majority and poke at them and point out their foibles and flaws and their inability to get the job done. So it's a lot easier to sit back in the minority and do that. So there's an advantage to that. The Republicans now have to show what they can do.
It was interesting. I talked to Chris Wicker on election night, who's with the Washoe Dems, And he said it wasn't that they didn't have the turnout machine. They did. It's just that the people didn't want to turn out.
Yeah, we've made voting pretty darn easy for folks. There's early voting. You can vote absentee. Election day, the polls are open. But I don't think on the Democrat side especially, unless there's a real motivating force to turn people out, it just isn't going to happen. So in a presidential election year, clearly that's going to be a different story.
And are you looking forward to the 2015 session like no other?
I am. I'm actually looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be fun to watch the interplay between these conservative Republicans and these moderate Republicans, and then the Democrats working how they can to get what they want. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And the pragmatic lobbyists.
And all those lobbyists who are now trying to reevaluate exactly what their position is and what they can get for their clients.
And who is who. That's what they're going to be figuring out.
That's right.
Sean Whaley, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. See you in Carson City.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you want to sell your home, call Marshall Realty. What separates us is our commitment to market your home everywhere. And I promise you results or you pay me nothing. Call today at 473-1055.
Your mouth does a lot for you in the course of a year, so give it the absolute care it deserves. Remember, your current dental benefits on most insurance plans don't roll over into the new year. So don't put off improving your smile. Let Absolute Dental help you do it today. Absolute Dental will help you get a brighter, whiter, and healthier smile with your insurance benefits for 2014. And if you don't have insurance, we can work out a special low payment plan. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
If you want amazing results and a marketing expert, you need to call Marshall Realty. My guarantee is your 100% satisfaction or you pay me no commission. Call me today if you want to see how we invest in marketing your home.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also get podcasts and audio podcasts free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.